from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, we going to jump right to it as the Miami Dolphins got till tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock to get down to 53, down to that cut down. And joining us this morning is Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist and also part of WQAM. Omar, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
And I'm hanging in there, and I got to tell you, I think you were right, and I was wrong about Odell Beckham Jr., man. It's looking – you haven't played at all, and all of a sudden to think he's going to run around full speed and make catches on third down. What's going to happen with Odell Beckham?
I think he's going to begin camp on the PUP. I think he's going to be basically working his way back for the first month of the season. Then he's going to have a two-week window to come off PUP. And then at some point, I expect him to play in October. I don't know exactly what the extent of the injury is. I suspect it probably has something to do with his knees, just because his knees have been the issue throughout his career for the majority of the years. You know, the hope is that somebody else steps up as the number three receiver, along with Jonnu Smith, who I think is going to be a guy who gets a heavy package. But I think they'll be fine. Between the backs, the two receivers, Jonnu and Durham, we're talking about a third receiver. And Braxton Berrios, if he makes the team, and Eric Uzukama, if he's healthy, I think they should be fine.
Well, let's talk about the Eric Ezekama, the great tease that he is. I mean, he has a great game, and then he's in a walking boot, which tells me he's got some kind of problem, some kind of foot problem. And I don't know, the foot problems I had, they didn't go away overnight. So what happens with him?
It could have been an ankle. He had a great practice against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then he got injured. It's the story of Eric Uzukama's career. That you're right, he's a tease. The minute he shows you something, then something else happens. Last year, before he suffered the neck injury, he had this Deebo Samuel-esque role. They started literally using him and utilizing him in games. I'm glad that he's still here, because as I told you all the time, Joe, there's talent there. You just got to get it out of it.
Yeah.
He's
got talent. You're right.
He's got talent there. You just got to find a way to get it out of it. And the one thing that I do like what he said, I talked to him probably a week ago, when they stopped finally hiding him from us. And he admitted that, at times I battled with my confidence. And that's so important. Because a lot of these young guys, even Malik Washington, I'm glad he had a good, strong camp. And Mike talked about how he finally looked like the player that we drafted, because nobody was talking about it. I don't think he was having a good camp. And everything that he was supposed to be, he wasn't really showing. And he finally showed it in that final exhibition game. I don't know how he got cleared to go back into that game, because, good God, he got smacked.
Yeah, he got smacked. That's
one of those scary things, and hopefully he's not suffering from any kind of concussion like symptoms or whatnot. But he did a really impressive performance.
Hey, so let's get into the big news yesterday, and there he is on the front of the sports page. Mike White released. Skyler totally outplayed him, no question about it. But I want to ask you, They still have him come back as the third. Where's the third quarterback going to be? And were you surprised by Mike White?
I'm not surprised by Mike White. I am surprised that they finally legitimately made it a competition. I initially didn't feel like they were. They clearly did, and not only did they make it a competition, but I'm not sure that Mike White had an equal opportunity to battle with Skyler. And sometimes life isn't fair. There was a lot of money associated with Mike White's contract, $3.5 million. The Dolphins get to save that. Skyler is on the books for the next 2 years at $2.1 million. But it's not really about money, but you know, Joe, it's about money. But the truth is, Skyler had more opportunity and showed more in his opportunity. And that's really what these battles are about. I thought Skyler outperformed him last year and didn't get the job. So I'm glad that the competition was equalized and Skyler got to show the progression that he's made in this game.
So you got to have a third guy. I mean, yeah. To his history is to his history. So where, mm-hmm. where's three coming from?
I think Skyler can still get on the practice squad. It really depends on what's out there, and I'm glad that they cut him early. It's kind of the kind thing to do.
Oh, you meant Mike. You said Skyler. You meant Mike White.
Mike White, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that they cut him early. It's the kind thing to do, but for me, I want to do better. I want to get something different on the practice squad.
What's out there?
Zach Wilson's out there. I like Zach. I like what I've seen from Zach Wilson in Denver. I think it could be a coaching situation for a practice squad guy. If he's out there and he's available, let's give it a look-see. Let's see if Mike can fix another quarterback. I want to see them fix somebody. I want to see them develop somebody.
So now we got Mike on our head coach doing all the rehabilitation work at that quarterback position in a system, which, by the way, I'm guessing a lot of guys would like to play in it, but they've seen what's happened with Tua and how well he's played, so maybe you're right. So I still think, after what I saw, and you're probably going to disagree with me, that we need another offensive lineman or defensive lineman.
Oh.
Do you agree?
Joe, you really think I'm going to disagree with you on that?
I don't know.
No, I do agree with you. Mike said something after the game in Tampa that just blew my mind. He basically said that, you know, Liam Eichenberg has had one of the best camps out of everybody on the team. And I'm like, huh? And you know, there is clearly we need to build up Liam's confidence standpoint from this coaching staff. And I can understand why, because everybody's confidence is important. But I didn't think Liam had a very strong camp. I think he's fine at center. I think he's done well at center. I'm comfortable with him being the backup center, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with him being the starting right guard. There's just so many instances where you can find Liam on the ground, and I don't think that's always been a huge turnoff for me for offensive linemen. But I do hope Liam gets his shot and proves himself. But I want the team to be ready to make sure that they replace him if he struggles. But then we'll know more, because we'll know how the offensive line looks when Teron gets there. I think, you know, we haven't seen the real offensive line yet.
Do we have enough with Sealer and Campbell? They played against that number one Tampa Bay line, and those guys struggled. There were guys getting moved side to side. What do you think?
No, I think that the two things that I would add to this team is a five technique defensive lineman, and I'd add an another offensive guard. I just don't think whether it's the waiver wire or a veteran that gets cut that you could go sign, because you only get to claim guys off waivers who have less than five years of experience. So like Mike White is not eligible to be on the waiver wire. He's just going to sign outright with whoever he wants to play for. So I'm curious to see what happens there. I do not think that they have enough depth. I don't think Brandon Peely's on my 53. I think he's more of a practice squad player. He might probably spend the first couple weeks on the 53, and then they go find somebody to address it. I think that's the same thing that happened last year. He spent the first couple weeks on the 53 and then went to the practice squad. It's sort of roster gamesmanship, because if you have a veteran on your roster for the first week, you have to pay him his you have to guarantee his entire salary, and I don't think that's something that a lot of teams want to do. So there's going to be a lot of veterans that are out of work, And the question is, do you want to employ them? So the Dolphins are going to have their shot at somebody good to help them, probably a guard and probably a defensive line. The question is, do they make those moves?
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you, Peely. First, he got nicked up, but he kind of got up and he went out on his own, kind of limping. But then he got hurt again. Is there a chance he's headed to being out for a while or no?
I don't know. Haven't heard anything about it. I will check on it.
Yeah.
Good question.
We got to get in a whole bunch of guys. So I thought Hayden Rucci. I mean, I don't think
he's really.
I thought he played really well, catching the football, made some nice catches. I thought he was pretty good. He's a practice squad guy, though. He's not beating out the top three guys, right?
Absolutely, practice squad guy. I think Jody Fortson could be a practice squad guy as well. It really depends on what you do with Tanner Connor.
They did they dumped on him early. And by the way, that drop at the end of the game did not help him. As crazy as that sounds, that drop down at the knees did not help.
He wasn't good. He wasn't good all of camp. So that was kind of one of the more disappointing free agent additions, because you thought that he could definitely help you, especially in the red zone, and it just didn't happen.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say a guy that because I just bounced into a whole bunch of stuff here. Why I got you, Omar. Channing Tindall played his best game as a linebacker. 12 tackles all over the place. He looked comfortable. I know it was base. They weren't showing a lot. What are your thoughts on Channing Tindall now?
I thought he made the team probably last week. Before, he's had a strong camp. I mean, Anthony Weaver's utilizing him exactly to the talents and the strengths that he has. He's a good blitzer. He's a good athlete. Instincts are just not there. But if you put him in a role, like I look at him as sort of a backup elephant, where Chop is an elephant, where he basically moves around and shoots gaps and things of that nature. And I think he can fill that role as well. Just a really good athlete. He's good on special teams, so he definitely won a roster spot for the first time in his career, because both years previous to that, he'd probably been gifted one. This is the time that he'd earn one.
Every time I see Jalen Wright play, whether it's late in the game, early, my God, even if it's a 3-yard run, it's usually the effort and those knees up high. I don't know if it's the way he runs, I go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get some carries this year.
Oh, definitely. I said this, and then I don't say this to be controversial, because you know I don't do that, Joe. I just say what I say. He's had a better rookie camp and exhibition season than Devon Achane, and I don't know what that means. He's got a skill set that's different from Achane. It's not that Achane's bad as a blocker, but he's good as a blocker. And he's got better hands than Achane. So I don't know what that means. I just think that they've got a solid trio. It's probably going to make Jeff Wilson's exit here happen. They're really happy with what they've seen from him. And I would say the same thing about Patrick Paul. Patrick Paul has looked really, really good in the exhibition season. For a guy that big to be that athletic, to be moving and pulling and doing the things that he's doing, that is tremendously impressive. I'm at the point now, even though I don't think it could happen, just how athletic he is. Hell, I might consider him a guard. Even though I said initially that there's no chance, no way that it could even happen. But him playing next to Teron Armstead, I don't know. I would look at it, because he's a massively big man, but he can move. He really can move.
I don't think he wants to play there. I don't think he wants to go inside the guard. He said, no, left tackle's fine. No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he is fine, but do you want to start? Because Laramie Tunsil started at guard in his rookie season.
He did. First year, you're right.
And he was good. I mean, I don't think it's something. I initially thought it was something that could not happen, impossible from a physical standpoint, because the guy can't even get into a 3-point stance. But he really can move. He can pull, and you know, he could pull. He's an asset in the run game. He moves guys. I don't think it's something that they want to do. I don't even know if it's something that they can do. But man, you might want to take a look at it. You might want to just experiment with it.
What are you going to do with Cam Smith?
Oh, he's on the roster. Cam was good when he was healthy. And right now there's a hamstring issue.
Well, how long is that hamstring? So that my point is, you're not getting rid of him, but is there a chance he goes to IR?
No, I don't think so. It could happen. It could happen. If you shut him down for the first 4 weeks, it could happen. It really comes down to what they need to do on the roster to sort of preserve and save the guys that they want. If they claim a guy, do they have to create a roster space? I mean, I could see it happen going to IR, but Cam was good, man. We haven't seen enough of him, but in the game that he played and in the practices that I saw, Cam was never an issue, and I'm encouraged by what I've seen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, and I'll leave you with this one. You don't think there's a chance they're so banged up at wide receiver that they couldn't bring a wide receiver in for a while?
Yeah, they could. They might need to. I'm not sure how many that they have right now.
Well, Braxton and Malik are the only two healthy guys if your two big horses are healthy on the outside to start the year.
Okay, so that means four. Who would be the practice? I don't even know if they have practice squad guys.
With that group, I don't know. Now, I would have had Schwartz on there, you know, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's out, so...
Braylon Sanders, I think he's going to probably have another year in the practice squad. Braylon Sanders has talent. It's just he just didn't have a good camp, and I know he's not healthy, which is why he didn't play in that final exhibition game. I don't know if they're done with that investment, so maybe Braylon Sanders is there, not fully healthy, but there. But the problem with starting over at that position is it takes guys so long to learn that position.
Yep.
That's a position where that position and tight end, it takes the longest to learn in this offense. So do you really want to start fresh with somebody? If you had a full deck, maybe you start fresh with new practice squad guys, but you don't even have a full deck right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting, the 53-man goddamn. What are you working on for today? What are you going with, Omar, for an article?
I have my 53-man roster projection up on the Miami Herald. Today we got practice, so I'm still trying to dig into this Liam Eichenberg situation. Is Aaron Brewer coming back? And you know, does Eichenberg go to right guard? This comment about him having the best camp. I need an explanation. I really truly do.
But you get that from Mike talks about everybody that way. Like
yeah,
he told you Mike White was doing a lot of great things that we don't see. I mean,
no, not really.
And Lester Cotton was having oh my God, he improved so much.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, man, I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hey, man, you're not seeing a lot of good things we're seeing every day and the amount of work that,
That's true.
So, anyway.
Liam Eichenberg has a hold on this team that I don't understand. And it's not just the coaches, it's also his teammates. He's a very well-respected player on that team. And you would think that a guy that struggles, you know, people would give him the side-eye look, but that's not happening. So I just need to find out what is it that has people enamored with Liam.
Omar, thank you, man. Appreciate it. We hit everything in a matter of about 15 minutes. Thank you.
All right, Joe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.